Born Robert Rivkin in January 1956 in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, Bobby Z, as he is known, is most well recognized for his work with Minnesota's favorite musical son, Prince, during his very beginning and rise of his career.
I started playing drums, imitating the drummer in my brother David's band, The Chancellors, which had regional hits at that time. Smitten by the stage, played with my other brother Steve in a band called The Jaguars with two neighbors. And we played professionally for Dayton's. They used to have shows at the 8th floor auditorium on Saturdays at 1 p.m. David really took to producing, ended up producing a lot of regional hit records. So there was some real crafting going on. There was a well-rounded business that became fertile ground for kind of a musical messiah, if you will. And I was looking for that character.
As the star known to the world as Prince would come up, it was Bobby Z behind the drum set of what would eventually become known as The Revolution, Prince's backing band, up through 1985.
There was a studio, 20th and DuPont, called Moon Sound, Studio B in the back, and I was playing in a country rock band, but we rehearsed in the back. Chris Moon had kind of given Prince the keys to the studio at that point, and the door was open, and I would wander by and hear this amazing music coming out of there, and eventually just kind of popped in and got a full listen to what was going on, which was Prince completely by himself. As he developed his recording abilities, Chris really didn't know what to do with it, so he ended up kind of taking it to Owen Husney, who in turn kind of took it to my brother David, who had had all these years of experience, and so he helped Prince with a proper demo at Sound 80. Now, they really learned how to make great records. Obviously, Funky Town was done there. My brother was really kind of the godfather of Minneapolis, we call him, with as far as recording and getting records to fit on that tape right. That helped Prince create a sound, and then obviously Prince knew how to take that and find his own way in the studio.
Recording his first few albums essentially by himself, Prince performed all the instruments, including the drums. When it came time to performing the music live, Prince took on Bobby Z to keep the beat.
He needed to form a band. Obviously, his music had little rock and roll elements as well as the funk. I was just at the right place at the right time because all the versatility that I had, getting to know Prince pretty much on my own. David was helping. I was helping, ended up even just doing some sessions, just Prince, me, and David. So it kind of developed into a really close-knit unit that had a lot of good vibes. I would like to say band leader. Music is just an uncompromised vision in his mind. And, you know, Mozart had a first orchestra, and they had to interpret what was going on in his mind, and they were very fortunate to be that first orchestra. I'm sure at that time we were kind of a similar thing. His muse, his musical live element that turned these amazing records into performances. But in the beginning, it was an incredible amount of excitement to watch this amazing pioneer kind of grow from private musician to this massive public figure, and it was pretty astounding to see that happen.
Hey you! Get out on this dance floor!
And it was funky as all get out. My rise to the thing started pretty organically on a basic drum set. Was kind of in the middle of Prince's vision of playable drum machines, which he was pioneered that, and I was the guy driving the Model T. When you're Prince's drummer, it's a pretty, you know, important job. We all know by watching him that half the excitement is unpredictability. Most essential part of the show that the drums follow where he's going. The spontaneity and audibles at the line can come out, which made it so exciting. It's very well rehearsed, but still is flexible and can turn on a dime.
Eventually, as the revolution dissolved, Bobby Z would move on to produce his own record in 1999, as well as records by Boy George, Wendy and Lisa, and The Suburbs. In 2010, however, Bobby's life would take a tragic turn as he endured a heart attack. Upon recovery, Bobby became heavily involved with the Heart Foundation and heart health awareness, starting My Purple Heart, an annual benefit, the first of which he reunited his former band.
You really count each day a little differently. Just said, you know, let's do a rock and roll show, because that's where the people that are smoking and drinking are. Pretty major event. I got the Revolution back together. It's one of the most incredible nights of my life, of course. It was just pure joy to be able to bounce up off the hospital bed and do that for the fans and also educate them a little bit was just felt right.
What difference does it make, man? We're still a crew, right?
This is Danny Sigelman for KFAI. 10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.